This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers will use new Zitavo soybean genetics in 2025. We'll have more from BASF right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
Farmers will be able to use new genetics in their Zitavo soybean seeds this year from BASF. Prior to this growing season, only four companies comprised 98% of the soybean breeding industry. Bill Backus, BASF soybean agronomist, said the new genetics are exclusive to the Zitavo portfolio.
And really, 2025 marks the year that we're launching our proprietary genetics that we've been, BASF developed genetics that we've bred basically for over a decade, and really launching them this year. So farmers, really the first time that they can plant them, you know, on their farms is this year. So we've been selling them, you know, through the entire fall and spring season here, getting ready for planting. So a lot of people excited about that. We had some good results coming out of the trials last year that did really well. Of course, new varieties, you learn some that work really well, some that don't, so you start learning where to put them, and really excited to get those varieties launched out there. So just very unique, very different looking, excited to get that genetic, the diverse germplasm that we have out there in the industry, basically for farmers to try.
Backus said the Zitavo soybean line is prepared to deal with the top soybean pests, like soybean cyst nematode.
But really, Zitavo being an Enlist E3, you know, they use that technology. And again, we're tying that into, you know, from BASF, our new Liberty Ultra will be the new Liberty that we'll be able to use on those as well, just like everybody else, but excited to have that out there. We look at a lot of different things down in the future pipeline. So, you know, in the future, we're looking at, in pending regulatory approval 2028, be Nemisphere, basically is the first BT soybean that'll be in the market. We have licensed that, you know, to our partners, other industry partners like Corteva and MS Tech.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.